Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, the evening edition. This is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, in Las Vegas, along with my co-host, Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great tonight, Terry. How are you tonight?
Doing well. And let me, Paul, can you hear me? Okay. I'm having a problem bringing you on, Paul. So hold on one moment and let me try and get you in. All right. So let me welcome to the chat room all of the guests, Lori and CD McGee. Welcome to the chat room. And I'm going to try and bring Paul on. So I'm going to go ahead and play a song and try to get him on from his current CD called Lay It Back. This is the workout.
Thank you.
live from Paul Jackson Jr.'s Lay It Back CD. That was The Workout. And Paul, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, loud and clear. Yes. Let me introduce you to my co-host, Mike Reynolds.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Mike,
how's it going?
How you doing, brother?
Good. All right. Well, let me give Mr. Jackson a proper introduction. Grammy-nominated guitarist, composer, and producer Paul Jackson Jr. is considered one of the most sought-after studio musicians in the business. His current CD, Lay It Back, is an R&B-inspired smooth jazz assortment of originals and carefully selected covers. Paul Jackson Jr., welcome again to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
And we are happy to have you, so thank you for joining us. We know you have a really busy schedule with all that you have on your plate, so we really appreciate you spending time with us this evening.
Well, I appreciate you having me. You know, this is an honor to be here, and it's an honor to make music, and it's a blessing to, you know, that people want to hear what you do, and it's a blessing that people want to talk to you, so I'm happy to be here.
Oh, my gosh. The first time I saw you and met you, actually, I don't remember if we were really introduced, but I saw you at Burke's this past in April.
Okay, yeah.
I saw you at the you were just coming in, actually, and you were checking in. So we got a chance to see you perform, and it was a great show. So I was glad to be there to see you for the first time.
Yeah, had a lot of fun, you know, doing the thing with Chuck and Kieli. And Chuck, you know, he just took over and in the foreplay spot. And it's funny because I just did a concert with Harvey Mason this weekend. Harvey Mason, Patrice Rush, and Michael Paolo, and Freddie Washington. And so we had a lot of fun. And Harvey is really, really excited that Chuck is in the band. And so they're doing big things and stuff. So we had a lot of fun.
All right. Well, let me give out the phone number. If you like to call in and speak to Paul Jackson Jr., the number is 646-716-5485. You can also join us in the chat room along with Cheryl B., Chris O'Neill, a couple of guests, Jazzy Chick, Lori G., and Mr. C.D. McGee and Tamara by going to TalkingSmoothJazz.com. Choosing the TSJ Radio Show page and then the play chat button underneath the Paul Jackson Jr. Show. So, Paul, I had mentioned that you have a very busy schedule. So not only are you performing concerts, but you're also working on American Idol and America's Got Talent and Don't Forget the Lyrics and all this stuff. So how do you keep up with it all?
Well, actually, you forgot the latest venture, which is probably
the
Tonight Show, the biggest thing of all, right? We're doing the Tonight Show every night then, and it was amazing. We finished American Idol on a Wednesday and started the Tonight Show that Monday, and that was in May of this year. So, you know, God's really been doing some amazing things, and just, you know, how do I do it? I exercise a lot. I pray real hard. I take my vitamins.
Okay.
This is your seventh solo CD and everything. Now, how long did it take for you with your busy schedule to complete the CD?
This last one took a long time, not so much because of the schedule, but because of forming a record company, because I wanted to do a label the right way. I've had the privilege of working on a lot of labels, so you see a lot of things that are done, you know, the right way most of the times and the wrong way sometimes. So it just took a while to get the infrastructure together as well as the music. So it took about a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
What's the name of your label?
The label is called Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H, Branch Music Incorporated.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so now have you signed on other artists? Are you looking to sign on other artists?
Eventually, what we want to do is get things, you know, going on a consistent basis, you know, selling records you know, figuring out the best way to market things and things like that. And once we do that, using myself as a guinea pig, then we will probably sign some more artists. There'll be jazz, you know, oriented artists, and, you know, kind of do a roster that can make a tour, kind of like they used to do the Motown Review, where they had a lot the artists performing together, or like Dave Koz would do when he had his label, you know, a lot of the artists doing things together. So that kind of thing is what the plan is.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom, tell us about Lay It Back and who's working with you on this CD.
Let's see. Lay It Back is a whole bunch of folks. It's Jeff Lorber and Patrice Rushen and Alex Al and, my buddies from the Tonight Show Band, Ricky Miner, Teddy Campbell, Kevin Ricard, Dave DeLome, Cameron Jackson. Who else is on there? Rex Rideout, the producer.
Wow.
Oh, man. Who else is on this CD? Gosh. Think, Jackson, think.
Wow. Everybody. Everybody. Yes.
I just, you know, just a cavalcade of stars.
Yes,
a lot of folks, you know. So,
now, you credit Patrice Rushen for introducing you to a lot of artists in your early years.
Yes.
Lee Ritenour, Ray Parker Jr., and Greg Parry.
Yes. Patrice, actually, I lived down the street from Patrice. And I started working in her band when I graduated from high school. She introduced me to people like Lee Ritenour and Harvey Mason and Al McKay, and would take me to sessions, take me to concerts, and kind of really, you know, got me going, got me headed in the direction to go to the University of Southern California. So just a lot of good stuff, a lot of really, really good stuff. And I still call her my boss.
Okay. Now, not only is Paul a musician, but he started out as an actor, actually, before he started playing music. So now you started acting at age 6. In a show called Cowboy in Africa.
Cowboy in Africa. Yeah, I was 7 years old. We were on a game show. My family was on a game show. And got a chance to, a producer saw me and had me come on the show. And so I got an agent and did some commercials and a couple of things. Probably the biggest thing I did was I was on Good Times one episode. And that was kind of cool.
Oh, it was only one episode, because I was going to say I'm watching the reruns, and I was like, okay, when were you on it? Because I've been looking for like this little boy maybe on the show in Good Times. What part did you play?
There was one episode where Michael was joining a gang, and so I was a gang member, if you can believe that.
Okay. Wow. All right, so now let's see. You've also been in Julia and Mayberry RFD. You've done some commercials. You've also been in a couple of movies, including The Sting, Cinderella Liberty, Marcus Nelson Murders, Willie Dynamite, and Tenafly.
Right. Willie Dynamite, one of the famous black exploitation movies.
So how old were you when you decided to stop acting and go into music?
Well, that's a funny thing. I never decided to stop acting. It kind of decided for me. It's one of those things where, you know, you stop getting jobs. I would get, like, probably one good job a year, one or two good jobs a year. So between the ages of 7 and 15, I got, you know, like, one or two good jobs a year. And so I had played the guitar, so I would just practice my guitar a lot and stuff. And I never really decided to stop. I just started getting busier and busier and busier in music, and I still haven't stopped. I mean, if there's a producer out there who would like a suave, debonair, middle-aged, short guitar player to star in their next feature film, I am available.
All right now.
That is a shameless plug.
Yeah. No, Mr. Jackson, you've done everything, worked with everybody, but, you know, you worked with Michael Jackson on Bad, Thriller, Dangerous, and all those projects that he had.
Uh-huh.
Now, how did you wind up hooking up with Michael Jackson and getting on these projects?
I'm trying to remember. Actually, what happened was in 78, 79, a buddy of mine, Greg Fillinganes, was working on the Destiny record. So he called me to play on the Destiny record, and that was the first project I did with Michael. And then Michael would just call me from time to time. And then working with Quincy called me for Thriller and Bad. And then Michael would call me for the other projects. And I did a lot of work with his brother Jermaine. Jermaine and I were very close to writing together and producing and things like that. So it was just a situation where, because of the Destiny album, that Michael would call me to do various things.
Okay, and would you share the story about the song Heartbreak Hotel?
Yes, great story. What happened was I was at the studio. I came to the studio. Michael called me for a session, and he said, okay, Paul, I want you to play a solo. I said, okay, well, what kind of solo do you want? So this is back in the days of cassette tapes. And so he gets a tape, he puts it in the player and plays it, and so he sang the solo to me, all the notes. And I said, that's what you want? He said, yeah. So I got a sound, and we went phrase by phrase, and the guitar solo on the record was actually conceived by Michael Jackson. He sang all the notes to me, and then I just reproduced on the guitar what he sang.
Wow, that is so cool. That's so cool. All right, so before you came on, I played the first track on the Lay It Back CD, The Workout, and I want to play now the title track. So tell us about the name of this song and how you came up with the name.
Well, let's see. Because of the nature of the song, you know, it's kind of, a funk groove, but if you'll notice when you hear it, the melody is what we call behind the beat. And when you're in a band, what will happen is, let's say, there, you know, you can play on the beat or you can play ahead of the beat, which is called rushing, or you can play behind the beat. And behind the beat is, say, you know, it's kind of laying it back. So a guy might say, hey, you know, you're rushing a little bit or you're on top of it. Can you lay it back a little bit? Meaning he wants to play more behind the beat. So because the melody of the song, you notice, is behind the beat, we call the song Lay It Back.
I love the stories behind the titles of the songs. That's why I always ask the artists about that, because I love to hear those stories. All right, from Paul Jackson Jr.'s Lay It Back CD, this is the title track. Thank you. right. That was Lay It Back, the title track from Paul Jackson Jr.'s current project. Paul, I have a phone call for you, and I have a couple of questions for you from the chat room.
Sounds good to me.
Go with the phone call. Okay, let's take the phone call first. Is this Tamara?
Yes, it is. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm Tamara. Good. I'm good. Tamara, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So I have a question. Do you still play for Mount Zion on Sundays when you're in town?
That's a very good question. Actually, this is somebody that's known me a long time. I don't play for Mount Zion. Now, fortunately, because of the Tonight Show, I'm in town every Sunday. So if you know Mount Zion, you know Frank Wilson.
I do know Frank Wilson.
And Frank Wilson is now my pastor at New Dawn Christian Village, where I play every Sunday for the worship team.
Oh, wow, that's Frank and Bunny, right?
That's Frank and Bunny, yep. So they're there every Sunday. Another shameless plug on the corner of 23rd and St. James in Los Angeles at 10:30 in the morning. I am there every Sunday and have a good time worshiping the Lord and playing some guitar.
Interesting. Okay. Just while I was in the youth choir when you played along with Willie Green, and Kevin Roberts was the leader back then. That was Eon.
Wow. Amazing. Okay. Well, it's good to talk to you. Yep, I'm still with Frank every Sunday.
Excellent. I may have to come by there sometime. Well, congratulations. I'm sorry?
I said I'll be looking for you.
Okay. Well, congratulations. I mean, we've all been very proud of you over the years. So keep it up.
Oh, thank you. Well, I consider this all a big blessing from the Lord, and I'm having a blast.
Excellent. All right. Thanks for taking my call, Terry.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye, Paul.
Bye, Jammer.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, a question from the chat room. Chris would like to know about your trip to South Africa with Whitney Houston.
Wow. That is a long conversation, but suffice it to say it was life-changing. When we went, apartheid had not been over that long, and the concerts that we played were some of the first where whites, blacks, and what they call colors, which was anything other than white or black, could come to the same concert at the same time. We played a concert in Johannesburg that had 100,000 people in the audience. We were in a soccer stadium. And when they opened the curtains, I was emotionally floored to see that many people there together. And then just being on the continent of Africa in general was very humbling, and it gave me a sense of completion in terms of, you know, knowing where it all started and where we started as a people. So it was just very, very amazing.
Wow. And I also read that you did a worship service in the basement, in a basement in Guadalajara. Was it Guadalajara or Guantanamo?
Guatemala,
thank you.
Guatemala, the basement of a hotel. What happened was we were doing some worship conferences, and we were in Guatemala, and it was supposed to be at the Hilton Hotel. And when you think of Hilton Hotel, you think, you know, well, the basement or the lower level is probably like a conference room or whatever. This lower level was more like a garage. And when we showed up, and we were actually late getting there, when we showed up, there were 3,000 people already there worshiping, and so we didn't lead worship, we joined worship, and it was just an amazing, incredible, you know, it was just an incredible experience. But you have 3,000 people in sort of, and I use the term basement loosely because it was more like a garage in Guatemala. It was amazing.
Wow. Okay, another question from the chat room. Curtis would like to know what guitar players do you listen to?
Wow. Where do I begin? On the Tonight Show today, Joe Satriani was on the show, and he sat in with the band. He's one that I listen to. I listen to Steve Vai. I still listen a lot to George Benson and Wes Montgomery. Still listen a lot to Earl Klugh. I listen to Pat Martino these days. I like John Scofield a lot. So it varies, you know, just different folks. Still some of my favorites, you know. I listen to a lot of young players like I really like Spanky, who played for the Mighty Clouds of Joy for years. There's a buddy of mine by the name of John Smith. He goes by the name of Jubu. He plays with Frankie Beverly and Maze. He's also in a gospel group called the Soul Seekers, just an amazing guitar player. So I listen to a lot of different people these days.
Okay. And one more question from the chat room. Chris, piggybacking on her question about South Africa, she wants to know how that experience affected your music.
Well, I think it affected my overall life more than just my music. Like I said, it really gave me a sense of completion, and it was very humbling. There's a story in the Old Testament about Joseph, whose brothers sold him into slavery, and he ended up basically being, you know, over all of Israel. And then when his brothers had to come to him to ask for to, you know, help save the children of Israel, he said to them, you know, what you guys meant for evil, God meant for good. And when you think about it, slavery was an awful, awful, awful thing, and it was evil. But because of slavery, you know, I ended up here, my ancestors ended up here, and I ended up doing what I'm doing. And it kind of brought that whole thing to home. It's what some people meant for evil, God meant for good. And so it's just, you know, amazing how the whole thing worked out. So it really affected my life that way. It showed me that I always need to stay focused on the positive things, on things that God has set before me to do, and not let obstacles stop me, you know, because I didn't have to end up doing what I'm doing. I don't have to be doing what I'm doing now. It's by His grace that I'm doing it. And so I just need to stay focused and not let, you know, circumstances, things that stand around, get in the way of what God has set before me to do.
Mm-hmm. So true, so true. All right, I want to get back to some music. Mike, do you have a question before I do that?
Actually, yes. Paul, you do so many great covers and everything. On this CD, you do Easy. Now, I was introduced to you through your Power of the String CD, where you did, I think it was Rocksteady. And that's still one of my all-time favorite CDs, I got to say that. But what is the process of you picking these covers and turning them into your own voice?
That's a great question. You have to find songs that you sound good playing. There could be great covers for saxophone that don't work on guitar. Then there could be great covers for one guitar player, let's say something that Peter White might do or something that Norman Brown may do. They may work well doing it because of their playing styles, but it may not work well for me. So I have to find things that I sound good playing, and that's really what, you know, what I look for when I look for a cover song to do.
And that's a great lead-in to the next song I'm going to play, Can This Be Real? So was this one of the songs that you felt for yourself was a good song for you to play?
Well, yes, because of what it originally was. There was a lot of guitar in it, but a buddy of mine who's doing the vocal, James Reese, he came to me and said, "Paul, there's a song you should do." And I said, "Can this be real?" I'm like, "I don't remember that." He says, "Yes, you do. Play it." So I'll play it for you. So he plays it, and I said, "Oh yeah." It's one of those songs that everybody remembers, but nobody knows who did it. It was by a group called the Natural Four, and I think that was like their only hit. Maybe they had one or two other hits, but that was their big hit. There was a lot of guitar in it, and I said, you know, this would be a really good song to play. So, you know, once again, you know, me sounding good playing it and lots of fills and lots of good stuff. So that made us decide to do it.
All right, from Paul Jackson Jr.'s Lay It Back CD, this is Can This Be Real?
Oh, girl, because of love, babe. Expensive girls and bars, and I've always had
she would do things with us sometimes because she sang, but every now and then, usually it was just the three of us. We would do things together, and then a buddy of mine that actually produced Day It Back, I still work with him, Cornelius Mims, he would come in and play bass, and so it was kind of a family affair and local friends. But, yeah, it was usually myself, my brother, and my sister, and my buddy Cornelius Mims.
And now I also read that your parents built a den onto their home to watch TV, but that your band took it over.
Well, me and my friends, now, interesting story. They built this den, you know, so they could watch TV and that kind of stuff. And I used to, you know, my folks, you know, I really praise God for them because, you know, their home was an open door and we would have jam sessions. And people like Nathan East, who plays with 4Play, would drive up from San Diego and he'd sit in. And Gerald Albright, who I grew up with and played with as a kid, he'd come over and play. And, you know, we'd just have, you know, lots of times. So there was always music, but, you know, their house was always full of guys, you know, coming in and make noise. So, yeah, we kind of took over the den a little bit.
Now, honey, you've mentioned some names like Nathan East, Gerald Albright. You've played with who's who, everybody in the music business, but who's the one person who you could say that you've learned the most from?
Wow, that I've learned the most from. That would be difficult because I learned a lot from a lot of people. I was real fortunate to have people that took a lot of time with me, like Patrice. Patrice has told me to really work on my rhythm, get my rhythm playing together, which enabled me to play with tons and tons and tons of people. And then Ray Parker Jr., I found out when Ray Parker Jr. was getting out of the recording sessions, people would call him for sessions, and he would just tell them to call me. Or you have people like Sonny Burke, who for years was Smokey Robinson's musical director and also wrote Serpentine Fire for Earth, Wind, and Fire. He would tell me, Paul, this is how you do sessions. This is the way you approach them, and this is the way you approach, you know, your personal life, your musical life. Make sure you're always in time and lots of things like that. Or you have people like Wawa Watson, who I'll never forget. He was going to get me on a Donald Byrd record. And I said, well, did you tell Donald Byrd that I was coming? He says, no, just show up to the studio. And
wow.
It got me on a Donald, exactly. It got me on a Donald Byrd record, you know. So I had a lot of people like Lee Ritenour who would, same thing, would send me on sessions. I would get the sessions and I said, well, who told you to call me? Well, Lee Ritenour, I called him and he told me to call you. Or people like Greg Perret, who was my classical guitar teacher and ended up being my partner when we composed music for the television show Martin and for Townsend Television. So, you know, I learned a lot from a lot of people, had a lot of help from a lot of people.
Okay. I have a phone call for you, Mark Harper. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, welcome. How y'all doing?
Hi, Mark. Good. How are you? Meet Paul Jackson Jr.
Nice to meet you, Paul.
This sounds like Mark Harper from Texas.
What's up, my brother?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
So I'm surprised you didn't call in and say, let me speak to Stompin' Willie.
I started to, but I didn't want to ruin your stories. You're telling some good ones. It seems like you
listen
to all the guitar players but me, Paul.
Say what?
You listen to all the guitar players but me.
Is it time for a commercial? No. this is my buddy Mark Harper, who just finished a long tour with Tower of Power, and his new CD is out. He called to harass me. See, y'all need caller ID. And that way,
I just called to say I love you. I called to say I love you, and you are the best musician out there. So that's all. I'm just calling to pay homage to my teacher.
Oh man, that means a lot, and I promise you, I will get the $50 to you that I owe you. I know I've been a little slow.
I do have a question, though, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell the audience how interesting it was not only getting the Heartbreak Hotel tape from Michael, but how he gave you other stuff, ideas to record?
In general, Michael used to sing stuff. Not just guitar parts, but bass lines and drum parts. I remember Michael was writing a song once, and he calls me on the phone and said, you know, I need you for a session. I said, well, where's the session? He said, it's at my house. I said, okay. So I drove by the house. I said, he said, all you need is your acoustic guitar. So I go by the house and sit with him in the den, and he pulls out a tape recorder, and he starts singing, and he's singing, and I play the chord. He says, no, play this chord. So I try a different chord. Okay, well, I'm going to sing this, and we sit there, and I think we sat there probably about an hour coming up with things, and he says, okay, great, I think I got it. I said, okay, great, well, I'll see you later, you know. And so most of Michael's music came straight out of his head. He didn't really play any instruments, but he would come up with all this stuff that came straight out of his head.
Mm. And that's pretty amazing.
And when you say his house, do you mean Neverland?
Once at Neverland and once at the house in Encino.
Okay. All right. All right. Mark, you have any more questions?
No, I just want to know when Clark's going to give me my $50. That's all.
Crazy.
will you take a check, my brother?
Yes, I will, from you. All right. Last piece of chicken grease, everybody.
Thanks for calling, Mark.
All right, bye-bye.
So, Paul, what was it like working with Ella Fitzgerald?
Oh, man. That was one of the awe-inspiring, I mean, just the awesome things that I got to do in my lifetime. My mom was a big Ella fan, and growing up, you know, you hear Ella Fitzgerald and you play Casuals, you do Ella Fitzgerald songs, and you get called to do, you know, a record. Not only was it Ella Fitzgerald, but it was Tony Bennett, it was Joe Pass. It was just an amazing, amazing experience, just being in the same room with the First Lady of Jazz, you know. And I mean, it was just unbelievable. Just, you know, I have to pinch myself regularly still.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. All right, well, let's get back to one more song from the CD. And, Paul, I'm going to let you pick the next one.
You know what? One of my favorite songs is one that doesn't get played a lot on the radio. It's a song called Hind's Feet. And it was
okay.
A fun song. Did it with Rex Rideout. And it was just a lot of fun to make, kind of a different song. You hear the expression that like David said, that God would give him hind feet in high places, and the song's kind of fast, and it's just one of my favorite songs. So why don't you play Hind's Feet?
I sure will. This is Hind's Feet.
Thank you.
All right. That was Hinds Feet from Paul Jackson Jr.'s Lay It Back CD. Who's playing the bass on that, Paul?
That is a brother by the name of Freddie Flewellen. Freddie is one of the bass players on staff at West Angeles Church of God in Christ in Los Angeles. He also plays a lot with Doc Powell, and he travels extensively with Al McKay's L.A. All-Stars. Al McKay was the original guitar player in Earth, Wind & Fire, so they tour a lot. So he gets around a lot, but he plays bass in my band as well, and that was Freddie Flewellen.
Okay. All righty. All right,
now,
Mike,
Paul,
you have a question?
You have a signature Gibson guitar that you have, and I think you also have a Paul Reed Smith guitar that they make for you?
Well, actually, yes. The signature Gibson was a few years ago. It was the signature 347 that Gibson made for a while. We have a brand-new guitar coming with Paul Reed Smith. It's called the JA-15, and it gets released. Well, it's actually technically released now. We're doing a grand release in January at the NAMM show, which is the trade show for the music industry. And it's really excited about it. The JA-15, it took us a year to kind of design it, but we really are on to something. So I'm very, very excited about the new Paul Reed Smith model. And so it's just, you know, just another iron in the fire and just, you know, just trying different things, you know, wearing different hats and trying to keep things going. Like I said, stay focused on some of the things that God has told me to do. So the guitar is part of that.
Yes. And you have anything
Mike,
else,
did you have another?
Well, actually,
huh?
I was going to ask Paul. Yeah, I had one more. Paul, now I got to ask you because, you know, you've been with Idol since the beginning, American Idol since the beginning. Now, who has been winner or somebody that didn't win? Who has been one of your favorite contestants on Idol?
Several. I really like Chris Daughtry. Great singer. Great guy, very focused. I like Bo Bice a lot. Bo Bice, I like because he was a musician who worked five nights a week, playing gigs, having a band, touring, really trying to make it happen. I like Fantasia quite a bit, you know, just raw talent, just talented, great singer, great person. Oh, man, who else? Let's see. Same thing with Carrie Underwood, just incredibly gifted, just a really, really gifted woman. Let's see. A couple people I like were, wake up. I can't think of her name. Oh, Lord have mercy. It's coming to me. It's going to come. Give me 2 seconds here. I can't think of her name. I'm going to kill myself. I'll remember it sometime tomorrow. But do you remember the contestant where Mandisa. I'm sorry, Mandisa.
Okay, yeah. The girl with the hair, right?
Yeah, great lady, great spirit, you know, very talented, fun to be around, you know, hard worker. Linda Doolittle, same thing. You know, great spirit, wonderful person, very, very talented. Those are the ones really that come to mind initially.
Well, Paul, how much interaction do you have with the contestants on the show?
At first, when we started playing on the show, there was a lot because the band was very close to the musicians and we were playing a lot. And as the time went on, like when they raised the band up 25 feet in the air, it got a little difficult to get close to the contestants. But, you know, you see them around, you talk to them and stuff. They were all, you know, just a group of great young people. And, you know, working really hard. That show, you know, you see one thing on television, but all those contestants work very, very hard to make that show happen.
Okay.
Wow.
So are you excited about this season's January, starting January?
Well, actually, we're not going to be doing it anymore because we went over to the Tonight Show, and because the Tonight Show is year-round, we had to make a decision to debacle and go on with the Tonight Show.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. All right. Well, Mike, do you have any more questions?
No, that's it for me. That's it.
Oh, there is one question I wanted to mention. Actually, it was a comment that Mark put in the chat room about you working with George Howard. Now, that's one of the artists I wish I had the opportunity to interview. But what was it like working with him?
George was great. I mean, George was one of the innovators of the whole quote unquote smooth jazz movement. I mean, because of his style, his sound, a great guy, great sense of humor. And like I said, really an innovator when it came to the whole smooth jazz thing. He did a lot of work early with Grover and, you know, being from Philly, just a blast to work with. And like I said, just a very, very funny guy. So, I miss him a lot. He was a great guy to work with.
And what about Art Porter? Did you work with him?
I did. Worked with Art Porter. Worked on two of his records that Jeff Lorber produced. Funny story about an Art Porter record. Jeff was producing a record, and he didn't have a lot of time to work on the guitar parts, and Jeff holds the record. I played on, was it 6 songs in 7 hours, I think, or 7 songs in 8 hours. We basically did a whole record worth of guitar overdubs in one day, like one after the other, and the record came out great, but Art was just a very talented guy.
Okay, yeah, that's another artist I wish I had the opportunity to interview. They've gone too soon, but they're left a lot of great music.
I had one more. Oh, sorry, I wanted to ask one more question.
Okay.
Now,
absolutely.
Mr. Jackson, you do everything, like I said, as far as the American Music Awards, different music awards. Now, when you do perform live, like at Berks and the different jazz festivals, that's to me like is a rare occasion. So, you know, with a guy like yourself that doesn't need to really concentrate on getting gigs at these festivals and touring like most of the artists out here now, how do you feel about the state of smooth jazz or the state of contemporary jazz with the flipping of the formats and trying to bring in the younger acts? How do you feel about the state of smooth jazz as it is right now?
I think it's going to get back to where it was in the 70s and early 80s, where it was fan-oriented and music-oriented, and where people who want to hear the music find ways to hear the music, and where people who want to make the music will make the music. If you remember the 70s, like you had groups like, you know, you had Grover doing things, but then you had Ronnie Laws, and you had Bobby Lyle, and you had Side Effect, and you had the Crusaders, and you had Return to Forever, and you had you know, just all this stuff. You had the records that George Benson was making at the time and Lee Ritenour and Harvey Mason and all these things. And jazz, you know, contemporary jazz, you'd have stations that would play, you know, what they call fusion. Then they'd play funk jazz. Mm-hmm. Then they'd play a little straight-ahead jazz. Then they'd play, you know, but it was all, you know, music that was generated by musicians who loved to play, and it was listened to by fans who just wanted to hear the music. And I think that where jazz is going is back to that, where people who really want to hear the music will find it, and people that want to play it will keep making it, and the two are going to come together, and the festivals will grow, and the music, you know, will grow that way, even, you know, with or without, you know, the support of labels or whatever else. I think it's going to get back to that.
Okay.
I agree. I think you're right. I totally agree with you. So we're looking forward to that day, definitely.
Me too.
Well, Mr. Jackson, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Well, I appreciate you having me. This has been great.
Well, we appreciate you giving us the opportunity. Yes, definitely. And let us know where we can pick up your CD, Lay It Back.
Well, I can tell you right now, you can get it either on cdbaby.com or on iTunes.
Okay.
That's cdbaby.com or on iTunes.
Okay, and are you on Twitter?
I am Twitter and Facebook and all that kind of fun stuff.
What is your Twitter name? Is it Paul Jackson Jr.?
Paul Jackson Jr., yep.
Okay, all right. Follow him on Twitter, Paul Jackson Jr. Check out the CD, Lay It Back. You can also pick it up on his website, pauljacksonjr.com, as well.
Or on Amazon.
So support the artist.
I said, or on Amazon.
And on Amazon. So support the artists and purchase their music. Definitely do that. All right, Mr. Jackson, you have a great evening, and we will see you on the Tonight Show.
Sounds great. Well, Lord bless you, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you
Definitely.
For coming on.
Okay.
All right, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Paul Jackson, Jr. His current CD is called Lay It Back. And you can, as I said, you can pick that up on his website, pauljacksonjr.com, amazon.com, and cdbaby.com. Now, we also have three other artists on the phone, right, on the phones right now. Saxophonist Marcus Anderson, bassist 6'7", Julian Vaughn, and keyboardist... And keyboardist Nicholas Cole. They're on now to talk about their upcoming event. So, fellas, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hello. What's going on?
Hello, fellas.
Hi.
Is that the old man over there in the young body that I hear?
I got you, Marcus. I got you, man.
That's old man over there. Old man Nick.
Hey, Nicholas,
going on,
how
man?
Are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm great.
Good, Nicholas. You've been getting a lot of buzz since our interview. Wow, I'm so happy for you.
Hey, it's really a blessing. It's a blessing, you know. And I'm glad that everything is working out. And I'm definitely glad to be on this phone right now with 6'7" Julian Vaughn.
Oh, 6'7".
It's truly a blessing.
Yes, sir.
So, Marcus, tell us about this event, Marcus.
Well, I'm putting on this Christmas show. But this is actually going to be the first of many. I'm going to be doing a show like this every single month in Durham, bringing in national artists to the Raleigh-Durham area. And what better way to kick it off than with 6'7" Julian Vaughn and old man and young body Nicholas Cole, these talented young men. And at the top of the night off, we have a beautiful young lady named Kiana Zenobia. She's going to be singing, opening up the show along with Nicholas. He's doing his thing first, and then Kiana's going to come on, and then we're going to bring both Nick and Kiana on to the set with Julian and I, because Julian and I will be basically closing out the night. But, you know, we have a mixture of Christmas songs, some of Julian's music and my music, and we just basically going to rock the night away, you know.
Well, that's cool. Now, Marcus, now we just came to know about this event just recently. So how did this concept come up?
I've been speaking with some people at my church about doing an event. My pastor had came to me and asked me, hey, you want to do an event, because they own a building. And I said, yeah, I would love to. And then there's a promoter. He does a lot of stuff in the area, in the Raleigh-Durham area. He does a lot of successful shows and puts on a lot of events. So him and I kind of teamed up, and, you know, it's basically my show and his show together. So this show... I guess it was kind of something that was in everybody's head, and everyone was thinking about it, and someone said, hey, let's do it. And then it said, oh, I was thinking the same thing. Really? Me too. So, you know, I guess that's kind of how that came about. I really don't know. It's just like we talked about it, and all of a sudden we were in the, you know, in the makings of creating this show.
Mm. Well, I am so happy that you guys are including Nicholas. I am just thrilled to death about that. Thank you so much.
How could we not? I mean, all that talent, all that gifting, you know, it'd be a shame
Nicholas
to let it go
is
away.
The man. Exactly. No, you're the man.
Well, all you guys are crazy in your own right. But, Julian, you also did something in your home state this past September as well. So, you know, tell us about that.
Oh, man, that went real well, man. Just kind of something just along the lines of Marcus was saying, something that I want to start down here every year, and hopefully, you know, next year I'm pretty positive it's going to be bigger, you know, get bigger and bigger. And so, you know, around here, my area, we need that a lot. We need that smooth jazz flavor around Kansas City. And I had Marcus come down. I'm going to have Marcus come down next year, but I'm going to also have Nicholas come down next year. Get him and get Tony X. We're gonna do it even bigger, man. So I'm just happy to know these guys, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. And for all the fans that are listening that don't know, tell them how you and Marcus hooked up. You know, I know you guys hooked up through technology.
Yeah, man. Marcus, we hooked up through MySpace.
Yeah,
I told him. I went on a friend's page. I think it was Dan. I went on Dan Ryan's page, and I was looking at some some artists he had on this page, and I was like, who is this guy from Carolina? Let me see what this guy's working with. And I was like, whoa, this dude got some soul. That's what got me, the soulfulness in his playing. So I hit him up. I was like, hey, man, would you be down? I'm going to send you some music. It took about 3 weeks to send it because I wanted to make sure it was right, so he probably thought I was just talking. But once I sent it to him, man, the rest is history, man. Our friendship developed. So you got almost 2 years later, man, like, you know, that's my homie. There's nothing I wouldn't do for him, you know, so that's kind of how that started.
That is cool. Now, actually, now, this past September, that was, I think, the second time you guys met?
Yeah, it was the second time.
Because
Julian brought me in for his CD release party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, now, Nicholas, are you nervous?
You know what, I'm not even going to lie. And I've been telling Marcus, I'm like, oh, man, just calm down. You know, it wouldn't be normal, you know, if you weren't nervous. So I was like, okay, you know. So I am nervous a little bit, but, you know, the excitement is greater than, you know, my nerves because I know I'm, you know,
mm-hmm.
just opening up for two greats in smooth jazz. So I'm real excited about it.
And this is going to be your first live performance?
In smooth jazz, yes. It will be my first live performance.
Golly, I wish I could be there to see this. Man.
You can. Go on and get your tickets.
Are you guys going to record this? Is somebody going to be recording it?
Yeah, we are going to record that night. I mean, we got to. This is going to make history. It is going to make history. The next generation, you know, doing a concert, you know, like this. I mean, this is kind of like how, you know, I'm pretty sure how George Duke and Paul Jackson Jr. and Kirk Whalum, a lot of those guys, how they started off doing similar things like this. It might not have been the same way, but, you know, they started off doing shows together like this and kind of grew up together, which is what I love about what we're doing, you know, with Nicholas and Julian and BK and Tony Exum and, like, all these guys. Like, we're the next generation. We all just kind of meeting now and kind of, like, developing. It seems like, you know, like a society of musicians. You know, so we're helping each other up, and it feels like so great to have an even support base across the board. You know, musicians helping musicians. It's not like, oh man, I got to try to get to the top before they do. It's not even like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
That's so true. I feel like I got to go to the trademark department, man, and trademark my phrases, man. You know, the next generation of great jazz. You know, but that's definitely what you guys are. And like me and Terry, we talk about it all the time. And, you know, I tell everybody, you know, these cats are the new generation of contemporary jazz. You know, like I said, you know, yourself, Julian, Nicholas, like Tony, Vincent and Gala, Elizabeth Miss. There's so many young artists out here, you know, and Marcus, you know, you yourself, you've even said that, you know, you bring something different to the table, you know, with your dancing. And I didn't even know that you played the flute. You know what I mean? So you bring so much energy to the stage that, like, it's just amazing to me that you guys are so young that you guys really are into this music. You know, and with you guys teaming up, that'll also, to me, encourage some other young cats to get into it or to pick that instrument up that they put down, you know, in junior high school or something, thinking that it's boring or it's not cool to play. They'll see you guys playing and pick that instrument back up and get back into it, you know. And
Definitely. And all eyes are going to be on you guys. You know that. This is like, all eyes are going to be on you guys. So, and we know you guys are going to kill it. We know that. We know you're going to kill it.
Yeah,
but
that's
man,
exactly
I cannot
what we
wait
want.
To see this video.
We want all eyes on us.
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna be on 6-7 whether he likes it or not.
Exactly.
I just ordered the platform shoes just for Friday night.
Look, I'm about to say 6-7 can't moonwalk across the stage though. So.
I can't move like Marcus, man. I can't do that.
Now, who's the drummer? Do you guys have a drummer?
Yeah, for this event, I'm using my band out here. They're going to be the band for Julian and I. Yeah. Yeah, the drummer is, his name is Tank. He's my drummer, Ricky Daughtridge. He plays with me on a lot of my stuff. On guitar, we have Showcase, or you may know him as Darnell Taylor, but we call him the Showcase. And he's a character. On bass, we got Peanut, is Thurman Wood. On piano, we have Bertrand Curtis. So we have an awesome band, awesome lineup, man. These guys, they travel with me, and they just, you know, they really, really, really look out for me when it comes to a lot of things, and they support me and help me whenever it comes to doing an event. And I really appreciate those guys. Shout out to the band.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Right.
Yes. Now, Mark, now you mentioned you're going to try to do this every month. Do you have any other artists on tap that you're going to, you know, try to bring in, or are you just going at it as you go, or how you plan this thing out?
I got some artists in mind that I want to bring in. You know, I hate to say it like this, but like I want to bring in artists that I like. You know,
right.
Like, I'm gonna bring in. I think next month I'm gonna bring in Eric Darius. The month after that, I'm looking at 480 East. Sometime after that, I'm looking at Brian Simpson. You know, like guys like that. You know, just it could change, but I know I do want to start off with those guys because those are just some of my favorite artists. I like to listen to. Like I like Eric's CDs. You know, I'm a saxophone player. He's a saxophone player, but honestly, I'll go buy his record and listen to it. Like, man, that's hot. And I'll call him like, yo, man, that's a hot record, you know. And Mike Phillips, I tell him, hey, one day I want to be able to bring him in. You know, we can have a little thing going on with the Iwi, you know, have an Iwi battle.
Oh, Lord, please don't do that. You know what?
It'll be all in fun, though. It's all in fun, you know.
Yeah,
you know. That's the beauty of it.
You know. Marcus is just becoming the little promoter here. Wow. He's just bringing in all his own art, his own little guests and musicians and artists into the Raleigh Durham era. You're just becoming your own little promoter.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's what it's turning into.
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't forget about Tony. So, you know, so I'm going to hit you about Tony anyway, but we're talking about
Tony. Oh, yeah. Well, Tony already knows. I already talked to Tony. I told him I'm going to be bringing him in. I didn't mention him, but Tony will be one of the artists that's coming in.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
All right. So, Nicholas, have you chosen the music that you're going to play?
Yes, I have. Actually, Marcus gave me a lot of help with that. But
I was hoping you wasn't going to say that, man.
Oh, look, hey, man. My fault, but you helped me a lot.
I was just trying to help out, man. I wasn't really trying to, like, tell you what to do.
You was a big help because I was like, okay, I don't, you know, I was wondering what songs would fit best for that type of concert because I know Julian and Marcus are going to come with some heat. So I said,
man, don't settle yourself short, Nicholas. You got it.
Really?
Oh, man, yeah, I appreciate
really,
cause it.
Really,
because
I'm telling you, as Mike said, it's hot fire. A Journey of One is Nicholas Cole's debut CD. It is awesome, awesome. You have to get that CD. I think any song you choose would fit right in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Now, all three, well, except for Nicholas, but Marcus and Julian, are you guys working on new CDs?
Yep, I'm working on a new CD. As a matter of fact, I've been hogging all the conversation. Julian, go ahead and talk.
I am slowly but surely. I just did just recorded a song about a month ago, produced by Nate Harrison.
We have him on next month.
Yeah, I'm actually on two of his songs on his record too, just to let y'all know that.
He's bad.
So I'm doing that, still writing. I'm gonna write at least half the record, but I'm gonna let some of those guys like him and Darren. That's my plan to, you know, kind of collab with those guys to get some more flavor on there. So that's what I'm doing now, and I just found out. Well, it was confirmed last week that I would be in Dubai at the Dubai Jazz Festival. From February 6th through February 18th, so that was a blessing in disguise right there.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So it's going to be some – hopefully I'll have some announcements after that goes down. So just keep your ears tuned. But, it's looking real good. It's looking real good on this side.
That's cool.
I just want to throw in another name into the pot, into the mix, just for someone for you guys to think about in the future to add, you know, in case a drummer is not available. His name is Taylor Burris, and he is 14 years old, and he is an awesome drummer. He's on, on Facebook, but he lives here on the West Coast. He lives in Sacramento. But, you know, keep that, that name in the back of your mind in case, you know, you need, you happen to need a drummer. That's another awesome young artist, another, you know, just awesome. From 14, he's a really good pick.
All these young people coming up, man.
That's good. That's encouraging.
That's great. I feel so old. I just had a birthday. I know I'm only 26, but as you know, Nicholas comes into the picture, and then like, I just talked to BK the other day, and he was like, "Yeah, man, I just turned 20." I'm like, "What?
Wow!
You just turned 20? Or 19? One of those? It was one of those digits that's under 21." So I'm like, man, y'all gotta have a tour called Barely Legal or something like that. We're talking about
forget what?
A Barely Legal tour.
Barely Legal.
That's a gift.
That's a gift.
Wow. You guys are crazy. Well, I'm so excited for you guys. I am so excited for you all. Y'all just don't know. This does my heart so much good. I'm so excited for you, and I'm glad that you all are getting together and doing a show together. That is so cool. I love that.
It's funny because, like me and Terry were saying, you know, if you can't kind of get in the normal, you just got to create for yourself, and that's what you guys are doing. You guys are creating an avenue for yourselves, you know, to get out there and get some exposure and things like that. And like I said, I like to welcome you to the next generation right here. Definitely.
Exactly. Marcus Anderson, Julian Vaughn, and Nicholas Cole. That's right.
Yes, indeed.
That's right. That's right. Well, we are so happy for you guys. And let me tell you, audience, you have to pick up these records. You have to pick up these guys' records. Marcus Anderson has two CDs out. Marcus, tell them about your CDs.
I have two CDs out, My Turn and From the Heart. They're available on my website, marcusanderson.net. I'm working on the third release right now. You're going to have Julian Vaughn on there. You're going to have Nicholas Cole on there. You're going to have Brian Simpson, and you're going to have Mark Antoine all on the same CD. And it's going to be fire. It's going to be hot fire. You got to get it. Coming out next year.
It's going to be tight.
It's going to be tight.
All right, 6-7.
Yes, same here. Be looking. My record is out. The Purpose Project is going on my website, julianvonmusic.com. Or go to iTunes. I'm on there, cdbaby.com. And my new record, we should be looking at 2012. And when that comes out, it's going to be bananas. Of course, you're going to have these guys on there. And I'm still getting calls of big artists that everybody knows that want to be a part of it. So that makes me feel good that they want to be a part of this too. So I'm excited.
Yes, definitely.
Right.
And Marcus, I know that Matt is going to be a part of your thing coming down. But is Steve coming down to North Carolina on Friday? Is he there? Matt Marshall, but is Steve coming down as well? Steve Butler, is he coming down to North Carolina?
Oh, no, he's not. Actually, Matt and I, we did a show last weekend in Winston-Salem, me, Matt, and 480 East.
Okay.
Is he coming? Right. I mean, if he's coming down, you know, you
I don't know, because
surprise.
I know they're doing something up in New York on the on Sunday and everything. So I don't know. That's why I was asking, was he going to come down and check you guys out?
You know, I don't even know, but if it was a surprise, you sure didn't spoil it. I know now. I'm about to get on the phone and call Steve right now.
No, but I don't know for real. I was just asking. I don't know. I spoke to call Steve. I was asking him. I know that, like Terry sent out an email to Tammy Green from Charlotte. So I think she's going to come and check you guys out, you know, and everything.
Right.
You know, she
right.
does a lot of different events down there in Charlotte. So I think she'll be up in town to check you guys out as well. So
I told Tammy about Nicholas. So hopefully she'll come down there and see you perform, Nicholas. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Because I wanted her, you know, I wanted her to get you on some of her events. So she wanted to see you perform first. So hopefully she'll make it down there. And Marcus, do you have any other than the flyers on Facebook? Is that all that you have? Other than what's posted on Facebook? So this Friday's event?
Yeah, Yeah, yeah. For Friday's event, we don't actually have a site where you can go and purchase it at. All we have is the location and the telephone number where you can call in and reserve. The number is 919-699-1969. That's the number you can call in for the Palace on Friday, December 3rd at 8 o'clock. You're going to get Nicholas Cole, Julian Vaughn, Kiana Zenobia, and me, Marcus Anderson. That Christmas Feeling Jazz Concert, 919-699-1969. I would give out my personal cell number, but I think that might be a bet. That looks
good. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. And how much are the tickets? Marcus, how much are the tickets?
Oh, I'm sorry. The tickets, the early bird tickets, which, you know, pretty much they're gone now. But the advance tickets are $15. Day of the event is $20. Now, if you get the VIP ticket, it comes with a four-course meal. You're at a table right near the front of the stage where you can witness Julian Vaughn and me, Marcus Anderson. And we're going to wow and amaze you. You're getting all that for $30. You get your own server. You get your own table. You get a four-course meal. You get a salad, an entree, a nice dessert. You get a server bringing your food, good times, nice candlelight. I'm telling you, guys, you need to get your girl, bring them out, and let us wow them, please.
Oh, man. He is turning into Don King. I like that.
Bring your daughters, bring your nieces, bring your aunties.
Bring them all.
Take them all.
All right. And Nicholas, tell us where we can get your music.
You can purchase it on iTunes, CD Baby, and you can check out my website, NicholasColeJazz.com. And it's also on Amazon, so you can pick it up there,
okay,
too. It's titled Journey
okay.
of One.
Okay. All right. All right. Well,
guys,
fellas,
have a good one. Yes.
And you're going to take
definitely.
It to a soul food restaurant when I get down there, please.
Oh, I already got the place in mind, Doc. I already got
Thank
it.
You. I appreciate that.
Right. The barbecue pit.
Yes.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the video. Again, I am so happy and excited for you guys. I'm just, like, thrilled to death. So thank you for including Nicholas especially. Thank you for including him.
Thank you,
guys. Nicholas, I think you're going to have a great time. Just, you know, don't be nervous. Just have fun. Just get out there and have a great time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, you guys, I would definitely see you guys on the road or something. You know, like I said, Julian, I'll be talking to you. Marcus, I'll talk to you. So hopefully we can get you guys back up here in D.C., you know, to do the same show up at the Carlisle Club, you know, that Marcus just performed at and everything. Like, so
okay.
We can bring that up here, try to work that out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then
great.
When you guys come up here, I can take you guys to a real soul food restaurant, take you guys to Carolina Kitchen. So, definitely.
That's what's up.
You say real. Like the barbecue place, not real.
Oh, man, too funny.
All right, fellas. Well, thank you guys for calling in and telling us about this event coming up on Friday. And dang, I sure wish I was there, but I know it's going to be a good one, and I'm looking forward to seeing that video.
Oh, yeah. We'll have some stuff for you up on Facebook and YouTube.
Okay, well, cool.
All right.
All
righty.
All right, fellas.
All right.
You guys have a great show.
Right. Have a good show. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having
anytime,
us.
You're welcome.
Anytime. Yes.
All right.
All right. Okay, so that was Marcus Anderson. Saxophonist Marcus Anderson, bassist Julian 6-7 Vaughn, and keyboardist Nicholas Cole. The event is called That Christmas Feeling Jazz Concert Series Volume 1. It's Friday, December 3rd at the Palace Entertainment Center in Durham, North Carolina. So definitely check that out. Go there. And support the artists, and definitely, you know, check them out. The number again is 919-699-1969 for ticket information. So, again, 919-699-1969. All right. Oh, I'm so excited for them. I am so excited for them.
That's going to be high. And I can't make it. You know, I can't make it because I'm mad that they put it on that day because, you know, Tony Exum will actually be here in the Columbia, Maryland area, up at Morgan's Lounge. And I'm like, look, somebody got to change the date, but, of course, you know, we can't change the date once we get it. So I really want to tell Tony, look, just come on Saturday. We'll do it on Saturday. But it's all good. So I'll go down to North Carolina and catch another show, like I said. But Definitely, Terry. Look, the next generation is starting. This revolution, this thing is starting now. Like I said, because these young cats, they're coming forward, and if, like I said, they can't get on these festivals and big gigs like that, they're gonna make their own way, and they're gonna do their own shows. Yeah. And this is how they do it.
Yeah. But we will see them on the festivals eventually. We will see them there eventually. Mm-hmm. So cool. All right. Well, next this coming Saturday, we have Christine W. Coming on. She is a singer, and she's her original style is in dance club music, but she just did her first jazz CD called Straight Up with a Twist, and it's a 2-CD set, and I really like the way they did this. The first CD is called Straight Up. The first disc is called Straight Up. The second disc is With a Twist, called With a Twist. So some of the songs on Straight Up have been are also on the second CD With a Twist, but With a Twist. So it's really cool the way she has this package. I love that. Her name is Christine W. She will be on Saturday. And on Sunday, we're talking to Urban Jazz Coalition on Sunday. All right. Mike, do you have anything else to add?
Nothing else. Like I said, I'm just excited that, like I said, coming into this 2011, we're coming in on December now. So, like I said, coming in on this new year, like I said, a lot of these young guys, it's time for them now. So, definitely, I'm glad for that.
Yes, it is. Well, our thanks again for Paul Jackson Jr. for joining us, and Marcus Anderson, Julian Vaughn, and Nicholas Cole. Thank you all for joining us this evening. Thanks to those in the chat room, Bonnie Fan, Carol, Cheryl B., Chris O'Neill, the guest, Jazzy Chick, Jazzy J. Hey, Jazzy J. Lori, Smooth Wave Jazz, Tamara, and Tony Exum Jr. Thank you all for hanging out with us in the chat room, the TSJ Chatters. Love you all to death. Love you.
Tony,
you're the bestest.
Tony, call me Tony. Call me.
call him, Tony. Call him.
No.
You've been listening to Talking Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you this weekend. Until then, keep it smooth.